With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. military has carried out strikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels for more than a week now, and the action will continue. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Biden acknowledged last week that the bombardment of Houthi military sites had yet to stop the militant attacks on vessels in the Red Sea, but he said the U.S.-led strikes would continue. John Kirby is at the White House National Security Council.
We are taking away capability from the Houthis. With each and every one of these strikes, we are making it harder for them to continue to propagate these attacks.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has strongly warned Iran to cease providing weapons to the Houthis. Greg Clugston reporting.
U.S. and Chinese officials conclude a big meeting on financial issues.
It was the third meeting of a working group established to cooperate on financial issues, a step that continues the trend set by the two powers last November to ease tensions. Officials from the Department of the Treasury met with counterparts in the People's Bank of China to discuss issues ranging from financial stability to countering money laundering. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes sank in 2023 to a nearly 30-year low as mortgage rates climbed to the highest level in more than two decades, pushing home ownership out of reach for a whole lot of people across this country. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales totaled 4.09 million last year, an 18.7% decline from 2022. Apple is promising to open up its tap-and-go mobile payment system to rivals as a way to resolve an antitrust case and avoid potentially billions of dollars in fines. The European Union says Apple proposed letting rival mobile wallets and payment services access the contactless payment function on its iOS operating system to keep the fines off. This is SRN News. The primaries have begun, and the 2024 election season is upon us. Popular Christian author and apologist Alex McFarland says it's time for believers to consider carefully how they will cast their ballots.
If you love God and country, you have to use your vote as a stewardship. Your sacred assignment is to serve God, serve your family, be a good citizen.
And he says clergymen need to send that message to their congregations.
The vast majority of ministers never speak to moral, social, and political issues, while the vast majority of parishioners want their clergy to do this.
Several studies indicate there are still large numbers of self-identified Christians who are not registered to vote or who do not participate in most elections. McFarland says that needs to change, or America is in big trouble. This is SRN News. Regents at Western New Mexico University are throwing their support behind the school president as he faces scrutiny over spending.
At issue for Joseph Shepherd, money spent on overseas trips and his wife's use of a university credit card. Regents gathering Friday as faculty members and the students packed the audience, showing their support for Shepherd. He told them he welcomes a financial review by the state auditor and has been working on his own review of existing policies and procedures. He claims spending on foreign trips has helped put Western New Mexico on the map and attract more students to the school. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 21st, and on this date in history, 1793, King Louis XVI, condemned for treason, was executed on the guillotine during the French Revolution. This is SRN News.